The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The politics of it end up being difficult to get it through Congress. But I think it's absolutely the right thing to do. There has been a long movement to get D.C.'s favor, and I've been for it for quite some time. Folks in D.C. pay taxes like everybody else. They contribute to the overall well-being of the country like everybody else. They should be represented like everybody else.
All right, the president at some point keying in on D.C. and statehood, but boy, oh boy, we have bigger fish to fry in this country. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The governor of Texas says, I've had enough. He sends the National Guard to the border. How many? As many as he could possibly move, because he says we can't take it anymore. 1,000 over the next month to combat what he's saying are criminals exploiting these children that are pouring into the country illegally. He says he's got to do it because he can't stand to watch more lip service and empty promises from Washington, D.C. National Guard troops mean, and they can act in a law enforcement capacity, as all of you know, under the guise of state authority, is going to cost Texas about $12 million a month. They're going to refer and deter immigrants, not detain people. The Texas Adjutant General, a guy named John Nichols, said, because, of course, everybody wants to know the legalities, that that's what will happen. He threw in that the National Guard could take people into custody if they had to, if they had to do it. But more likely they're there as the in-case scenario. Because most of the people are trained for war, not for, you know, law enforcement. So how about it? The Rio Grande Valley is a mess, and that's really where Perry's talking about. And it's interesting, too, because you have a lot of Border Patrol agents operating out of there, but when you've got 57,000 to 60,000 unaccompanied kids and teens who are entering the U.S. illegally, especially in that area, the Rio Grande Valley, you can imagine what that looks like. Most were from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, and continue to be from there, because you've got that massive gang violence, and the poverty is overwhelming. So it's really driven thousands of people to leave their homes and try to come to the United States. Last month, the clip was pretty high. They say it started to reduce a little bit, but nobody's waiting. Perry said that because we don't have a secure border, the criminal gangs are making it worse. And how many are in the country for drug-related offenses, but also murders and sexual assaults and all that kind of stuff. So it is within Perry's right as the governor to deploy the National Guard, but it means that the state pays for it. If it had come from Washington, Washington would have had to pay. Will the federal government imburse the state? That's what the governor says will eventually happen. Not so sure about that. As for comprehensive immigration reform, forget about it. It's stalled. Josh Earnest said the White House hasn't received the kind of formal communication that they would normally get, by the way, from Perry's office that accompanies the kind of deployment we're talking about with the National Guard. And the White House also addressed waiting to see what was going to happen with immigration reform, but the passage of that is so ridiculously unlikely in a midterm election year. Forget about it. And I forgot about this, but remember President Bush sent 6,000 National Guard troops to the border in 2006, and the president eventually extended that, ordering a second wave to the Lone Star State, California, Arizona, and New Mexico, and that was in 2010. Mostly they are in supportive roles, administrative, intelligence gathering, which they really need that, and not so much on the actual border. They're relieving, in a way, the Border Patrol agents of some of the stuff that they would normally have to do, but now they won't have to do, so they can focus on other things. So how about that? It was just last month that the governor announced that Texas was going to give $1.3 million a week to the Department of Public Safety to help in border security through at least the end of the year. The state has already spent $500 million on border security. $500 million. Phew. He's not taking any chances, and his phone is ringing off the hook with the problems. So that's part of the buzz in the backyard, but not the only buzz. Some of us are still reeling from the downing of that Malaysian flight, thinking of the people who were just trying to get home. Instead, their plane is hit by a missile. But the 300 passengers and crew aboard Flight 17 finally are being turned over to the Dutch. The black boxes were finally handed over to the Malaysians, because the criticism, far, wide, and everywhere else, of the way they're handling the crash site has been overwhelmingly negative. And rightfully so, because they're looting the bodies, in many cases, finding credit cards and spending using the credit card. You know, using the credit card to pick up lunch, to go and do things. And it's coming up. That's how they're finding out that they're using the credit cards, which is just twisted. The Dutch Prime Minister couldn't be more upset. Mark Rutte. They lost 192 people on the plane. 192 people. Wow, staggering if you think about it. Most of the people, they've recovered, but they still have a little over a dozen to find. And the Dutch National Forensic Investigative Team wants access, and they were being denied the access. And they're not the only ones. The Australians are saying the same thing. The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, says the site is being treated like a garden cleanup rather than a forensic investigation. Mm-mm-mm. Stay with us. More to come in this hour of America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well in those nooks and crannies. I think a lot of people taking vacations. But I'll tell you what, if you were on vacation, you news hounds, probably paying attention to what's happening with the down flight and the Russians not taking responsibility, but most of the world overwhelmingly thinking the Russians are absolutely responsible for it. Also, for all of our friends in Washington State, boy, I mentioned this a little bit on a previous show, but you got 5,000 fire folks fighting what has now been dubbed the largest fight in Washington State history. So you can imagine the toll, how taxing that is, that takes on the firefighters who come from all over the place. It's just that bad with winds and dry conditions. It's sad to see some of those overhead shots and then some of the houses that have burned as a result of that. And the amount of acreage of the Carlton Complex fire is now at almost 300,000 acres. 300,000 acres. And they say Washington has burned about 379 square miles. More than, this puts it in the best perspective so you can understand what that means. Four times the size of Seattle. And since they started keeping records on it. Awful, awful. Thank goodness there's a slight chance of rain. Maybe that'll expand on Tuesday. And then really on Wednesday. But meteorologists say here's the bad part about that. What about lightning? Because they worry about lightning. Calmer winds, cooler temperatures especially, are what they really want to see more than anything. And it's awful to see the amount of charred acres in all of this. But thank goodness there's enough people on board trying to help and fight this, and you have planes that can drop 3,000 gallons of water or fire retardant in less than 4 seconds. That's huge because of the amount of territory that we're talking about. So good news on that front, that they have the right kind of equipment. So at least they can focus where it is that they're trying to hit, instead of playing a little bit more of a, I want to call it a guessing game, but then sometimes it is more of a guessing game. And they're not having to do that, so that is a really, really good thing. A really, really good thing. While all of that's happening, this story might have gone unnoticed to some people, but sit up and pay attention to this if you're traveling overseas especially. Remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about Al-Qaeda, one of their new things to infiltrate the United States. The way to do that goes back to the whole flight thing again. So now they're talking about what the links are that the Al-Qaeda bomb maker in Yemen, one of them anyway, has been linked to a credible threat that is pushing new security measures at airports in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. Because of the concern over what could be. One of the things that is definitely already upon us, because nobody wants to pay more for tickets, let's face it, right? But new TSA security fee hikes are going to make some people be seeing red because the airfare there is more expensive. Starting right now, the TSA is raising the mandatory security fee put into place after September 11th. The government isn't just raising, it's more than doubling fees for some people who travel. So what does that mean to you? It means $250 for a single leg was what it used to be. And then there was a cap of $5 on any one-way ticket, so at the most you paid $10 for a round-trip flight. Now with the new fee, they raise each leg to $560 and no cap on the total you can pay based on layovers. So if you booked a round-trip ticket that includes two connections lasting more than 4 hours, the TSA will hit you with the total of $22. Oh, that would infuriate a lot of people. Business travelers usually do the non-stop flights. And they are already being pounded by airfare that's gone up, up, up. And forget last-minute flights. It's called virtual. That's what you do. Virtual, virtual, virtual. So I guess the thing is, you book one-way flights whenever possible. Because who wants to have to pay a bigger number? I mean, that's just more money you've got to reach for after you've got a cab and you've had to tip someone for grabbing the bag or whatever else it is that you do. Flying more and more has become a hassle. It's a necessity. But what a hassle. One, you're scared to death because of the mystery over Al-Qaeda, depending on if you're going somewhere overseas, especially in a non-stop flight. What does that mean? And we're all paying the price of the airfare being a little bit more expensive. You know, it's like when you get a phone and they say, well, this is only $140. You now have an Apple. Congratulations. But by the time all the taxes are thrown on top of it, when you get your bill, it's $180. It's $185. And that adds up. So you think, oh, it's $5. But it's not. Not when you have a bunch of stops. And even if you don't have a bunch of stops, you're getting hit with that every single time. I wonder if they let us write it off. Can we please? Can we write it off? Doubtful. That probably wouldn't work. And finally, how about this story? I'm going to mix this into the conversation. They're all kind of non sequiturs, but this Donald Sterling thing. Donald Sterling and this court case. You have people now, you have witnesses saying that Sterling would be in debt without the Clippers sale. Without the Clippers sale. And this is from the chief financial officer of his property, saying that he might be forced to sell a portion of his real estate empire, oh boo-hoo, to cover $500 million in loans if he refuses to sell the Clippers. Why not just sell the Clippers for $2 billion? Why not just do that? In fact, there's three banks that are ready to recall their loans to Sterling because of his decision to dissolve the trust that he had. And if he has to dump $500 million worth of apartment buildings, he could destabilize the Los Angeles real estate market. See, this is why stories, you never know where a story is going to lead you. So somebody in L.A. who says, I don't care about anything, I'm in my bubble, I'm selling houses, or I'm trying to sell houses, life is good. Now all of a sudden they get smashed or blindsided by the likes of Donald Sterling, a story they might have followed a little bit but didn't pay close attention to. But it's true, if he dumps a lot of properties, that would create a terrible market. So there's something that's on the radar. Will he dump $500 million worth of apartment buildings? Think of how many that is. So he can destabilize the Los Angeles real estate market. Oh, that would be brutal. Absolutely brutal. His attorney, Maxwell Bleacher, suggests that Sterling could take the company public in order to raise the funds. Would he really do that? I'm going to say no. He would not do that. If the Sterling loans go into default, then he'd have to refi. Banks would be reluctant to give him that much money at the low rate he has now. That's why it works when you're the poor people or the middle class. Because of the interest rate you get, it actually helps you. I'm going to help you. Grab my hand and I'll meet you over the wall.
A simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Right now in our virtual green room, Mr. Free Money, Steve Kelly. Steve, last time you were on America Tonight, we were talking about your home and the rush for some people to hurry up and pay off their house, pay it down, pay it down, pay it down. But you say when there's low interest rates, that's foolishness because you're actually losing what you could gain, some of that so-called free money. So we had some reaction to that. I got this one from Bridget who said, wow, that really flies in the face of everything that we've been told, Kate. I'm 40 years old, and I am in a hurry to hurry up and pay down because I think get rid of that debt. But maybe he's on to something and I could really capitalize more on my money. So you're not surprised by that. People at first think it's kind of a radical thing maybe because they're so ingrained in their head that get it down, pay it off, boom, everything's paid, but then you got Zippo in the bank.
Well, that's true, Kate. One of my favorite sayings is if everything you knew about your money turned out not to be true, when would you want to know? And this is one of those things. Now, let's be clear. It's not necessarily true for everyone. There are always circumstances in which people have their own challenges. And, you know, this type of a strategy only fits, for example, when someone can afford to make a mortgage payment. So there are cash flow issues and other things. But what I was saying was this, that if you understand finance and you understand that the rate of return or the interest being paid these days on money is right around 3.5%, 4%, well, that's the rate of inflation. So if you can borrow money for less or equal to the rate of inflation, essentially you're getting free money because the money is devaluating itself at the same rate that you're paying interest. And it's kind of an esoteric and abstract notion, but it works out to be true.
Yeah.
So that's why this is the type of thing. The other thing that's involved here is that mortgage interest is an amortized loan. In other words, if you put the money, if you're paying off the loan each month, you're reducing the amount of money you're paying a loan on. So the amount of interest you pay each month goes down. But if you put that same money in, say, a compounded interest vehicle, then that's compound interest.
Mm-hmm.
So the compound interest grows at a much rapid rate over time. So even if you're getting the same amount of interest compounded that you're paying on an amortized loan, the compounded interest over time is going to leverage much more than the interest rate that you're paying down.
Yep. I mean, it's totally clear, crystal clear, and I hope people that are listening, you understand what Steve's saying. It makes a whole lot of sense to me, let me tell you. A question that I was asked to actually ask you the next time that we had you on, this one was from Rick, is to ask whether it's better to have a Roth IRA or a standard IRA, or does he recommend something else?
Well, this is another thing that people often ask about, and it's an interesting fact. When you defer the taxes on a traditional IRA, you're not only deferring the taxes, but you're deferring the tax rate. It's almost like if you made a deal with somebody. Imagine, Kate, that you asked me to borrow some money, and I said, sure, Kate, I'll lend you some money. And then you said to me, well, okay, but what's the interest rate going to be? And I said, don't worry about that, Kate. We'll decide that when you pay me back. And then you said to me, okay, well, when do I have to pay you back? And you say, well, don't worry about that, Kate. We'll take care of all of that when you decide to pay me back. So the point is when you are deferring taxes, you're deferring a tax rate as well. Right now, historically, taxes are relatively low. People don't feel that way. It feels like taxes are very high. But the top marginal tax rate right now is right around 33-34%. So that being the case, and most people, you know, even if you have a 25% tax rate, the effective tax people are paying are somewhere usually around 10-15%. So if you can pay taxes now on a lesser amount of money, say the amount of money that you would normally put into an IRA, and pay a rate of, say, 10 or 15% on that tax, on that contribution now, then you grow it tax-free over the years. At the end of the day, you have gotten a much greater amount of money out of the account tax-free than you paid tax on going in. I don't know if I'm saying that very well, but one of the ways we say this to people is, would you rather pay taxes on the seed or on the harvest? Well, generally the harvest is much greater.
Mm-hmm.
Normally people would like to pay taxes on a lesser amount.
Sure.
Especially if it's a less tax rate, a lower tax rate.
Absolutely.
So that's why I tend to prefer Roth IRAs. The other thing about a Roth IRA is that when you get into retirement and you start taking money from a traditional IRA, that's taxable income.
Mm.
And that taxable income can also impact the income you pay on your Social Security taxes. So not only are you ending up paying taxes on the IRA money as it comes out, but if it puts your provision, we call it a provisional income tax rate, and if that puts you over a certain amount, then you end up paying more money in taxes, a higher rate of taxes on your Social Security income. So it's kind of a double whammy. Roth IRA doesn't do that. A Roth IRA is a non-event as far as your your taxes are concerned. It's just like taking money out of a savings account.
Yeah,
so I like Roth IRAs when it's possible.
Yeah, I agree with you. But then there's the question about you don't get the tax write-off, right? When you're doing your taxes.
Well, yeah, but again, in some cases that's important to people, and that's why I always say to people that, you know, you need to talk to someone about your own specific situation, because there are times when it may be more beneficial to you to take the write-off now. But if we're, I look at the world we're in, and it looks to me like at some point in time taxes are going to have to go up.
Yep.
You know, we're running huge deficits and we're not building infrastructure. And at some point in time, we're going to have to start building roads and bridges, and Social Security is going to have to be fixed. And we're going to have to take care of this debt. And I just believe taxes are going to go up. So if you think taxes are going to go up, you might be better off to pay taxes on the money now rather than pay taxes at a higher rate later.
Yeah. Yep. Good advice. Sage advice. I'm with you on the Roth. Absolutely. And all the reasons you just said, we're all standing at the craps table and we're really not sure. It's like a question. I think the first time you were on the show, you asked me, do you know when you're going to die? Well, of course we don't know that. So then
no,
in planning
don't.
For retirement, it does make it, you know, you're planning for retirement, but you have no idea how long that retirement can be. Some people are living deep into their 90s, while others are dying decades before that. So it's such a craps table moment, I think, and I think it's good to be schooled on some of these ideas of where is it really more to your advantage when you're talking about your house, when you're talking about your retirement counts, that kind of thing. How about when you get to the point where you decide, oh, this house is too much for me? They said existing home sales are up, up, up. And of course, if you're young versus if you're older, it just depends. Sometimes people move into those retirement communities where they have amazing golf courses and those lazy rivers. That's kind of a catchy thing too, because now you're dumping more money into another place, even though you've just made a profit off the place that you sold. Does it depend on the individual?
I think it does, and you know, some of those things that you're talking about, those places that you're talking about, and ones that I've seen that have been really nice, have been places that, for example, don't perhaps emphasize the golf courses and the lazy rivers as much as they might emphasize care, for example, because long-term care is an issue we're all going to deal with. Statistically, you have a greater than 50% chance as an individual that you're going to need some kind of care during the course of your lifetime. So if you are a married person, then you have at least a 100% chance that one of you will need care. Now, that doesn't mean that that's a guarantee everybody's going to need care. It's a statistical number. So you may very well dodge the bullet. But the fact of the matter is, most of us are going to need care at some point in time in our life, and we need to make a plan for it. And a lot of these places have a situation where they let you age in place. So you buy in when you're still ambulatory and getting around and able to function, and maybe they'll have an independent living area that, you know, allows you to continue on with your life. But as you age and you need care, perhaps you need some assisted living or you need nursing home care, they allow you to move through that process, while you're still in the same place that you're living with and surrounded by the people that you love. So I've found a lot of those places are really quite helpful for people. And I think that may not be quite the question you were asking, but even so, that's my take on it.
It makes sense. I just thought of something. Know before you go. That's what we want to
exactly
do.
Exactly right.
You know before you go. Wow, I can't believe it. We just blew through this. Awesome, Mr. Free Money Man, Steve Kelly. Thanks for coming back on America Tonight.
I love coming. It's a great honor, and I look forward to the next time.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Wrapping up things here in a nice, neat little package as we head for the exits for this hour of America Tonight. Interesting, I happened to come across this in, who knows, the myriad of things I was reading during the day, but you might not have seen this, and I've talked about this before. I like things, all things space. Not that I'm the most knowledgeable person about every space flight that we've taken, just that I think it's really cool, and especially the beginning launches and what that was like for those astronauts. We've had some of the astronauts on the shows in the past. How about the story about the Apollo 11 patch that was flown on the first moon landing is going to launch with the astronauts to Mars? It's about things. You know, it's about pieces of history. So it's funny because my nephew asked me something about that. Like, what would the people behind us, what would they see of ours if we had a time capsule. And I can remember as a kid, we had a time capsule at one of the elementary schools that I went to. And they talked about, well, what would you put in the time capsule? And everybody competed to come up with ideas of what you would put. So this is like a time capsule of a different sort. It's taking a memento from the first moon landing and bringing it with them 45 years later. It's this mission patch from Apollo 11. It's really cool, too. A giant eagle. And then you can see the moon with craters underneath the eagle's feet. So the Apollo 11 crew, if you remember, is Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins. They, you know, 1969. And it's going to be held at the spaceport until the first crew is ready to leave for the mission for the 2030s. So they're going to be hanging on to that for a while, right? That move to the red planet. We've been talking about the red planet a ton. Charles Bolden, who's the NASA administrator, is giving the framed emblem to the Space Center, and they're going to hang on to it, like I said, until they're ready for that launch, because they're renaming what they call the ONC building, Operations and Checkout, for the late Neil Armstrong, as everybody knows, the first guy to step foot on the moon. And Buzz Aldrin will be there. And Aldrin is somebody that I've talked to a couple of times, once in television and once in radio. And he's going to be there for that. And Collins is going to be there, too. So pretty wild. 45, the 45th anniversary of the moon landing. How far have we come, and how far have we digressed as a species when you think of 45 years and everything that happened since that landing on the surface of the moon on July 20th, 1969 to now. Think about that space in between. I'll tell you, if you haven't done it, a bucket list item that's really easy to do, if you go to Washington, D.C., you have to go to the Air and Space Museum, because you'll see all kinds of really cool pieces of, I'll call them pieces of space, that are there, and they always change the exhibits. They have so much of it. They always change the exhibits out, but the main things stick. Mars, talking about Mars and the next frontier and all that kind of stuff, but also showing previous pieces of previous launches, and it's cool. And I think this patch at one point probably was at the Smithsonian. I'd be stunned if it wasn't. I have a friend who, on a different note, who is a rancher, and he's talked about beef, and he's talked about, you know, raising beef that eat grass-fed beef, and how big that is now for people, that's an added advantage to doing that. And then there's this story about raising beef, they say, does more damage to the environment than producing pork, poultry, eggs, or even dairy. So this new study that just came out in the Journal of what they call Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences says, I was surprised by this number, compared with other animal proteins, beef produces five times more heat-trapping gases per calorie, puts out six times as much water-polluting nitrogen, takes 11 times more water for irrigation, and check this out, uses 28 times the land. I guess the land makes sense, and if you really think about it, some of the other numbers probably add up too. Cows, according to the study, are not efficient at converting feed to protein for human consumption. And the U.S. government figures to calculate the air and water emissions and how much water and land were used in the lifetime production of all of the things I just mentioned. That's how they came up with it. Other studies look at at the issue in a different way in quantifying it and comparing it with meats and animal protein. But the beef industry, and of course they'd have to shoot back as, what are you talking about? Where's the beef? The beef industry said the study was a gross oversimplification of the complex systems that make up the beef value chain. And the director at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association said that the industry has in fact improved its environmental sustainability recently, and that the U.S. produces beef with the lowest greenhouse gas emissions of any country. And they also said, you know, they, if you looked at all the other things in the study, they had comparable environmental footprints, and it didn't look at plants or fish or any of that kind of stuff at all. But it's the cow burps major amounts of methane and all of that, and then of course a greenhouse gas that is dozens of times more potent than carbon dioxide, blah blah blah. Here's the deal. Do I think people are going to eat less beef and are paying attention, sitting up and paying attention to the study? I'm going to say no. If you're eating beef, you're going to continue to eat beef. And they say that the average American who switches from beef to pork would reduce the equivalent of 1,200 pounds of carbon dioxide a year, which is about 9 days' worth of the nation's per capita greenhouse gas emissions. Do you think that's all gobbledygook? And do you think they're right? I think there is some oversimplification of that. I do. I think there is. We're going to have to get my rancher pal on to talk about what he thinks of this study and whether it makes sense. And if they really examined how much livestock and mixed in the numbers with the greenhouse gases and all that. I know that I'm never going to look at a cow the same way when they burp. I can tell you that. A big shout out to the kid, by the way, and everybody else listening to America Tonight, including our friends in Sarasota and in Arcadia and even in Miami. Jack Down Under threw this in. He says kangaroo is yummy meat. Oh, I can't imagine eating kangaroo. One time at a dinner where I was, everybody had a sort of compare. It's like showing your scars. What was the worst thing that you ever ate? Did anything ever move on your plate and you had to eat it? Did you eat something covered in chocolate just so that you could eat it? And I just come back to that Indiana Jones monkey brains. Remember that Temple of Doom? Kate Capshaw, the actress, faints when she has to. She gets served the monkey brains. I don't know. I'll stick with the cows. Thank you.
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.